When you get to an event like this, obviously the hockey cards, you get your name on a hockey card. For you growing up, I know for me it was a little bit hockey cards that generation, but then it seems to be phasing out. Were you much of a hockey card guy?
Yeah, actually I was. My girlfriend's here with me, and I was saying to her last night they had a lot of cards at the table, and it reminded me of when I was a little kid opening cards and being so excited to see who I got and what players were in there. So it was a really cool experience, and yeah, I was a huge hockey card guy.
And if some kid's going to get a Joey Hischen rookie card one day and be like, man, I got his rookie card. For you, was there that guy that you had, that card that you still remember now?
Yeah, for me it was Mike Modano. I was a huge Mike Modano fan. I actually still, like, I have the picture in my head of the card I had of him, and he was my favorite player growing up. Him and Tim Taylor from Stratford. Yeah, it was really fun for me to be able to experience that and have different cards like that.
Now, this season for you, obviously, when you get back, you get into the playoff series with the Avs. Everything you've went on with concussions and everything like that, now to be standing here to know that you're healthy again, everything's almost back on track, you'd say. How much more comforting is that for you going into this season?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, to get that experience at the end of last year definitely gives me a lot of confidence for this coming training camp. But I had a great summer, and I worked really hard, and hopefully I can carry that into training camp and hopefully make the team.
What was the feedback like from management and coaching staff after you mentioned that little stint at the end of the year, kind of what they saw from your game and what they wanted you to work on this summer so that you can come back and be a full-time player there?
Yeah, it was all really positive leaving. I had my exit meeting with Patty Waugh and all the coaching staff, and like I said, it was very positive, and pretty much all they said to me is they wanted me to get faster and stronger, and that's something I've really tried to focus on and put some weight on this summer, and hopefully they're happy when they see me.
You mentioned you trained with the O'Reilly brothers in the summer. How much has it been for you to work with those guys and kind of just to be able to get you back to the physical level? Obviously, there's the mental part of it, but you mentioned you got to get faster, you got to get stronger, stuff like that. How has it been working with those guys, and where do you feel you are right now in that department?
I feel great. I think I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my entire life right now, and I still got some time before training camp, so it's very exciting. And to train with those guys is great because you just see how hard they work day in and day out. And then I also had my trainer back home, Corey Campbell, who I've trained with for a few years now, and he's been great for me too, and he's always pushing me every day when I'm not up there with the O'Reilly, so it's been a great summer.
You've been with the organization for a few years now. How big of a difference was it this year when you got the stint with the team and just training camps and stuff like that, since Sakic came back, since Waz came back, since almost not an overhaul, but they've added some big names and changed a little bit of the culture there?
Yeah, I mean, I can't even explain how much of a difference I see, and I wasn't even on the team full time. Just their will to win and how hard everyone works for those guys. I mean, and when Patrick Waugh or Joe Sakic or Adam Foote, when those guys are pulling you aside and saying something to you, I mean, it means a lot and it really hits home. So to have those guys in the organization and what they're doing there, you can tell they really want to win, and you can see with the signings they made this summer that they're not fooling around anymore. Like they really want to win hockey games and bring a Stanley Cup back to Denver. So it's very exciting.
When you look at your guys' team right now, the makeup of it, when you, Matt Duchene, Ryan O'Reilly, you looked at that roster, there's a lot of OHL guys, similar age. You've all would have played against each other, played with each other, summer here and there, all-star games. How much does that help the team and the chemistry there to know that you guys are similar age, and also you've all grown up kind of knowing each other from playing against each other and whatnot?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I can't speak for other guys, but I know for me, going in last year cold and just kind of being thrown into a playoff series, it was so comforting to have guys like Ryan there, Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchene, and even Gabriel Landeskog, the captain there, who all I've played with before in different situations, and Team Ontario and different things like that with Ryan and Matt. So to know those guys, it just made it so much more comforting, and to have them to talk to about different things and give you advice, it was a huge help.
How much ribbing goes on between OHL cities there? A lot of you guys played in the West, so I can imagine there's some good rivalries there.
Yeah, for sure. We give it to each other. But out of all those guys, I think I'm the only one with an OHL championship, so they got nothing on me there.